Listen to part of a discussion in a biology seminar.
All right. Janice and Claude have been assigned to lead part of our discussion today on animal cognition. Are you both ready?
Well, Claude and I looked into the tool-making abilities of wild animals, and we came across an article about how a scientist named Gavin Hunt has claimed to discover a breed of crows with superior tool-making abilities. He claims that the tools these birds make are different from the tools that other animals make in several ways. For one thing, the crows make different types of tools for different situations. Also, the tools are very sophisticated. For example, they design tools with hooks, which they use when they're looking for food. And third, Claude, what was the third thing?
He claims that the crows may actually intentionally modify their tools to a specific shape before using them. Other animals, like sea otters, do use stones to pound open the shells of crabs and other prey, and chimpanzees have been observed haphazardly modifying leaves to use as umbrellas. But these activities don't meet all three criteria for planned toolmaking.
Yeah, and these crows even keep track of their tools. When they change hunting sites, for example, they generally take their tools with them. And when they eat, they usually hold on to their tools with their feet.
Interesting. And what is the significance of Hunt's study?
Well, some scientists argue that the crows may have been born with this behavior, but if Hunt can prove that they really do intentionally modify their tools, their behavior would be measurably different from that of other animals and could be considered cognitive.
Right. No other wild animal has the ability to design, make, and standardize tools. This ability was thought to be unique to humans.